This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Buckle up. That's the reminder today as Colorado begins to look for those click-it-or-ticket issues that are going to be facing everyone who gets behind the wheel. This kicks off Distracted Driving Awareness Month. State troopers say it only takes a split second for something to go wrong when a person takes their eyes off the road. Many drivers admit that they're more likely to speed or not even wear a seatbelt when distracted. Last year alone, 76% reported using their phone. Nearly 140 pedestrians have lost their lives in traffic crashes, with bicycle deaths up 33% as well. Lawmakers considering a law to only allow hands-free phones to keep everyone safe. The ballot is about to be set for Colorado special election. The state's Democratic Party will nominate a candidate today to replace former Congressman Kim Buck, who resigned 10 days ago. An online convention is scheduled after a Republican committee chose Greg Lopez last week to run for the 4th Congressional District. Voters will pick from those two and any third party candidate who qualifies on June 25th, the same day as the state's primary.
Average gasoline prices in Colorado Springs have risen 5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging nearly $3 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 240-plus stations in Colorado Springs. Prices in Colorado Springs are 12 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but stand 46 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. Work is set to begin soon on a permanent Club Q memorial. It will be outside the Colorado Springs building where that mass shooting took 5 lives in November of 2022 and injured 25 others. Survivors helped to open a new gay bar Friday at the Satellite Hotel called The Q. It has a collage of cards, drawings, and a painting of the victims. The co-founder calls it the first step toward creating a more inclusive environment throughout the city.
If you have AT&T, listen up. They announced a major breach in its security on Saturday. The company confirmed 73 million current and former customer accounts have been leaked to the dark web about 2 weeks ago. The leaked data, which included customers' social security numbers, appear to be from 2020. Nothing quite like a delay on Easter. I-25 back open to start the work week after a hazmat situation. A diesel tanker overturned at Castle Pines Parkway Saturday, spilling about 2,500 gallons of fuel. Crews in Douglas County spent several hours siphoning and out the remaining gas and hauling it away in a tanker, but it took all weekend to clean up the mess. The driver hit a guardrail and was injured. Troopers ruled out speed and alcohol.
President Biden will visit Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the deadly bridge collapse. There, more from Mark Mayfield.
Biden has pledged full federal support following last week's early morning disaster when a cargo ship struck a support pillar on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. 6 construction workers on the bridge at the time were killed, and Maryland Governor Wes Moore says their recovery remains a top priority. The largest crane on the East Coast is on the scene to assist in clearing debris from the shipping channel. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A former detention deputy at the Pueblo County Jail is on the other side of the law. He turned himself in Friday and was arrested on a warrant for alleged sexual misconduct with an inmate. The 25-year-old has since been fired and is being held on a $50,000 bond. The sheriff says any behavior that violates the trust and integrity of the public is unacceptable. At last check, there was no court appearance or arraignment scheduled.
Check this out. Krispy Kreme is offering some specials. They did that for Easter and April Fool's Day. During Easter weekend, customers were able to get a dozen of original glazed donuts for free when they bought any dozen or 16 donuts. Today, Krispy Kreme is offering a dozen original glazed donuts for $4.01. That's when you buy 12 donuts. So that's happening on April 1st day today, April Fool's Day, I should say. And finally, a mother is surprised for a rarity after her second child birth. Lex 18 reports that Hennessy Henderson, born mid-March, had 2 baby teeth. Wow. Healthline states that only 1 in 2,000 births have a baby born with teeth. Doctors at the hospital stated that they hadn't seen this occurrence in over 20 years. The teeth are harmless to the newborn baby, but it could pose a problem to the mother who is breastfeeding. So two of those teeth born with in the baby. That would be a bad thing.
Yeah, some babies, I mean, just get a lot of, I think, calcium. That's how come they grow. You know, some have really long hair. Some have really long nails.
It's kind of a surprise when those things happen, though.
Mainly cloudy and cool as we work our way into a Monday afternoon. We will see scattered rain and snow showers, probably a few isolated thunderstorms as well. High temperature-wise, we're in the upper 40s, Colorado Springs, low 50s for the Pueblo area. We do have winter weather advisories up for the wet mountains and the Sangre de Cristos. We'll be cool on Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s, Colorado Springs, and the low 60s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.